That was huge. Like, you just stepped into that little space there, you're like, okay, yeah, I can, do you guys want to have, like, I'll play some music for you. Really musical and really dancey and fun, you know what I mean? Like, really up.
Thanks to you guys for getting up and dancing. It would have been
a weird slide. No, it would have been because no one had any idea what you were going to bring. It could have been, we had a lot of ambient tonight, so, but actually David brought the rhythmic stuff. There he is. So we had two ambient and then two rhythmic.
Do you guys feel that as well?
Yeah. So how much of the modular is sequenced here, and then how much have you got sequenced on the M Machine Plus?
So I'm kind of half pregnant between the two and moving more and more modular. Okay. Most of the sequencing is still in the machine, except I've just recently got like a little minor nine on the sequencer in here. So
yeah.
All the kicks were here, some of the drums. Like some of the
high patterns. Can we talk about this for a second?
Yeah.
So this, if we're all familiar with the 909 drum machine, there's actually a sequencer for a 909 drum machine, and then a different voice, like a Endorphins, which is like a 909 style voice drum machine. So sequenced TI-909 style with a different voice altogether. And yeah, so you mentioned melodic. Where's the melodic stuff happening? And also, how's this antenna doing right.
This
out?
This is how I got into the modular thing. So when I was studying in Berlin, one of the tutors at the uni was at, he's kind of a live dubstep guy called Cocktail Party Effect. I saw him perform with one of these, and it's like, you see so many modular sets or synth sets where it's like, you're sitting there turning a knob. I think it was a Jess. So they were like, just having a gesture control or something where the audience can like pick up what you're doing, connect that to what's happening with the sound.
Cool.
I saw that, I'm like, I need one of those. And that meant I spent more of my savings.
So is that basically a theremin?
So it's basically a theremin, but you can patch it to control anything you want.
Yeah.
So I had it running filter cutoffs on a few things. So the sequence is still there. I find, especially jumping around, like doing anything with pitch is impossible
until
I get it right. But having a filter cutoff is just a really cool thing.
We were having a debate, me and Phil and Remy at the back, we were talking about, what's he doing? I said, I reckon it's just the filter. It'd be too risky. Like, he was like, with its pitch. And I'm like, well, then you'd have to go through a quantizer. But that's very risky. But you'd have, that's you introducing a sense of, like, controlled improvisation if you set it to a pitch. Because you'd be like, an octave's all the way here, but a fifth's there, or middle melody bits.
Yeah,
but just
the
filter is more safe, isn't it?
So
yes. Second, I reckon second pitch over this side. Okay, sorry, that's too much.
I have been thinking about getting a second. Yeah.
Dude, that's a fun way to start a set.
Yeah.
That with some like gates, like a VCA, an envelope to the VCA, and like chopping up the radio. Start like full radio and then chop it up. So excellent set. Come on! Yeah.
Woo!
Playing your live, like let's do another longer form set with what you're doing there. Like everyone tonight doing a longer form set, doing so lovely. And I think everyone was ready at this time of night for your danceable stuff, and Dave really kicked us off there as well. So, would you? Let's keep going, start a big round. Let's go. And then up next we got John, aka Atoman. I just want to also mention we've got the prizes tonight. Has everyone got a raffle ticket from Elle? Elle's around. Elle, put your hand.